get up that fourth or fifth floor, the view over that river, just go, just if you had one on. Well, it's pretty anyway. But I wouldn't be interested in going to Tuscaloosa to live. I wouldn't know anybody there. And they built the place. It doesn't have an eating place. It doesn't have a dining room of any kind in it. There's no place in it. All the apartments have kitchens. You can cook your own food. But for people who don't want to cook all of their meals, there's no place for you to eat in the building. You have to get out and do your grocery shopping. And it's a far piece to a grocery store, I've been told, from that place. And but anyway, I wouldn't want to go to Tuscaloosa to live. I'd rather live in Selma. And Ed and Louise wrote me, my niece wrote me the other day, this Fairhaven, since Annabelle has been a resident, I get literature from them. And I got an announcement of $1 million bond they're going to float. 8%. 10-year bond, I believe it is. And 8% interest. The income is tax exempt. So I thought I'd take some money out of a savings bank, because I have to pay tax on that interest I get. And I thought I'd just buy a bond. And Ed and Louise, I wrote to her to see if she could find out something about it for me. I'm going to let her handle it for me. I'll send her the check and she can get the bond and send it to me. And she wrote me in the letter and said, are you thinking about coming to Fairhaven? She said, I know you don't want to leave Selma, and I don't blame you, but it sure would be nice to have you close by. Now, for her to write me that her mother's there, see, and for her to write me and urge me to come there, you don't know how an old maid appreciates that. She's one of the dearest people. She's named for me. But Annabelle named it for me, because Annabelle and I were all like that. Our older sister was grown from the day she was born. She never played with us. No, she was just grown. She was grown the day she was born. And the youngest sister played with the brothers who were younger than she. See, the boys were the youngest in the family. So Annabelle and I were like that, grew up that way all the time. Well, when Annabelle had her children, she indoctrinated them in my favor. I visited with them a lot. Her husband was very good to me. All my brothers-in-law have been good to me. They were just as good to me as they could be.
And she's in Tuscaloosa or Mountain Brook?
Mountain Brook in Birmingham. My brother in Charlotte lives in Mountain Brook.
Oh, really?
There's a neighborhood there that's Mountain Brook.
Mountain Brook in Birmingham is just very nice.
Mountain Brook in Birmingham is lovely. There's some gorgeous homes out there.
I don't believe you, Father. I believe it.
But you see, I have my doctor here.
And
my friends.
Right.
Of course, at my age, my friends are, the group of friends is narrowing all the time. But I've got so many young friends.
Sure, all the people you talk.
People I've taught. And a lot of them are my good friends. They really are. We were good friends when I was teaching them, because if they had me 3 years or so, we got to be real good friends before the third year was over. Whether they liked mathematics or not, they preferred me to some of the other teachers.
Sure.
They preferred me to some teachers who would let them cut up in class.
Sure. That's just like, you respect your father more if he disciplines you and doesn't let you run wild.
Yeah. This little Margie came in my room one day from a French class, and she came in there and she flopped down in the chair and she says, Miss, you don't know what a relief it is to come down here. I said, honestly, I said, that was a terrible period. Whew. I said, you know, Mr. came in the room just as Russell jumped over his chair.